What is up, guys? It's Aaron, and welcome back to Delicate Database. If you are new to this podcast, go ahead and check out my introduction episode and go ahead and give that a listen just to get a feel of what this podcast is about so you can just adjust to it and understand what you're kind of going into. But with that said, let's start today's episode where we talk about graphic design / computer graphics. So what is graphic design? Now, graphic design is basically the process of visual communication, and it does this through the use of typography, photography, and illustration. Now, some of you might not know what typography is. It's basically the arrangement of lettering, in other words, type, as so, for example, line lengths, line spacing, font size, you name it, like all that like fonty stuff you mess around with on Word can basically be seen as typography. So you're probably wondering, where does this all fit in with computer science? Which is where we go on to talk about computer graphics. Now, computer graphics is a subfield of computer science which basically studies the synthesizing and manipulating of visual content. When talking about computer graphics, in more cases than none, they will mostly be referring to 3D computer graphics. However, this is not to underrule that computer graphics also encompasses 2D graphics as well as image processing. So to sum that all up, computer graphics is basically the art of drawing pictures on a computer screen with the help of programming. Nowadays, computer graphics is probably one of the most effective and commonly used ways to communicate processed information to said user. You know, it displays the information in the form of graphical objects such as pictures, charts, graphs, and diagrams instead of using simple plain text. We could possibly and probably will say that computer graphics makes it possible to express data in a pictorial form today. So looking at the application of computer graphics, one place which I'm going to focus on for this next segment would be the video game industry. Nowadays, you hear phrases like, that game has really good graphics, or that game has shocking graphics. What they're referring to is basically the images viewed and manipulated in these said games / computer simulations, and these basically cannot be created without the support of the enhanced and modern capabilities of modern computer graphics. Now, computer graphics in the games industry has come a tremendous way since the increased popularity of games and the demand for such games. Do you remember back in the 1970s? I say, do you remember? Have you ever seen games back in the 1970s where computer technology was very poor and so games graphics weren't as good as today's and could not probably even be comprehended by the most ambitious game developer? Graphics back then were incredibly simple, incredibly basic, you know, just simple shapes that took hours and hours to code for people to use. Let's take Pong, for example. Now, this was a very basic and very simple game. It's sort of a tennis match. You've probably seen it. If I was to show you an image, you'd recognize it. You know where those white blocks would move on the left and right side of the screen and you kind of bounce the ball back across this dotted line down the center of the screen? And it's basically like a miniature tennis game, or Pong, ping pong, for example. Now, over the years, computer processing power has increased exponentially. And with this, there obviously, due to this exponential increase, a great amount of pixels can be displayed on a screen at once, improving the graphics. Now, a pixel, if you don't already know, it's basically the smallest block of visual information that can be controlled individually. Now, in the early years of game development, the pixel count for these games was very, very low. So, you know, that's why the graphics were quite simple, you know, typically lacking in colors where you'd basically have black and white, and the gradients and general quality were just, you know, meh. So traveling back in time, the original PlayStation could only display 32-bit graphics. Comparing it to nowadays, the PS4, the most recent console of PlayStation, now displays a total amount of 256-bit graphics. What a difference. Initially, games were pretty straightforward. They either had 2D graphics, two-dimensional, or were text-based. And then the invention and the mind-boggling thing of 3D graphics came in. Developers now started this whole competition for realism in their games. Gradually, game makers started going to recreate the standard of computer graphics and graphics utilized in movies. Whilst nobody yet has managed to grasp and attain the standards of, let's say, a movie, that sense of realism, it's definitely something that I think would be possible in the future. With the emergence of 3D graphics, a replacement chapter was launched within the game development trade. Gradually, developers transitioned to creating characters and locations and making it look natural. And just to put the icing and the cherry on top of the cake, with the recent influence boom of AI, game firms are now using the capabilities of machine learning, which helps them in upping the graphics and animations, the quality levels, and the audio. And this is something, I guess, known as, I'm not 100% sure, take this with a pinch of salt, but known as AI upscaling, which is a new technique basically to update and upgrade the existing VICE experiences. Taken from TechRadar, AI upscaling is an algorithmic program that is specially designed to reinforce the standard of pictures by mistreatment image resolution improvement technique. By adding a lot of range of pixels to the prevailing image, the resolution of the image may be improved. Being entirely driven by knowledge, AI upscaling captures and analyzes the information of the input image. That is generally a low-resolution image whose quality has yet to be increased. By implementing numerous knowledge learning algorithms, more with the assistance of psychological feature computing, the algorithmic program trains the information to supply a brand new high-quality version of the input image. In conjunction with game enterprises, media firms additionally appear to be the prime beneficiaries of this standard AI upscaling technique. One way which I like to visualize AI upscaling is, you know, when you're watching Netflix and you get that really poor quality, like, period where, like, I don't know, for like 3 minutes, or maybe when your Wi-Fi is slow or something, then the quality is just, it's not the best on the screen that you're seeing, and then suddenly it really sharpens up and looks much more clearer. That's kind of how I like to visualize AI upscaling. Well, that's all I'm going to talk about today, so thank you so much for listening if you have listened up to this far. Computer graphics obviously is not only used in the video game industry, it is also used in areas such as advertising, scientific modeling, commercial arts, and computer design. If you want me to talk about any of these areas and how computer graphics is used in them / graphic design, go ahead and drop me an email. My email is in the description. It is timmycode54@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening if you have listened up to this far, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.